This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. 19th National Assembly session concludes after passing, endorsing and reviewing bills. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reviews election preparedness and congratulates Bangladesh on successful 13th parliamentary elections. Election preparations enters final phase of ballot printing. TikTok partners with Election Commission to combat misinformation. And Bangladesh Nationalist Party wins landslide majority in election, in first election since Gen Z uprising. Now, the news in detail. Members of the National Assembly have urged the government to ensure a free, fair and peaceful environment for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. During the zero hour of the upper house session, lawmakers emphasized the need for impartial voting conditions, improved security arrangements and restoration of public confidence. They also raised a range of contemporary issues during both zero and special hours discussion. Meanwhile, the National Assembly received the annual report of the Muslim Commission for the fiscal year 2080-81 Vikram Sambat. Chairperson of the Legislation Management Committee, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, tabled two study reports on inter-legislative relations among federal units and implementation of child participation provisions. Likewise, responding to the study report on delegated management 2082 Vikram Sambat, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal said the government is working to systematize immigration administration and added that a new immigration bill is being drafted and will incorporate the committee's recommendation. The session, which began on January 18, held 9 meetings over 27 days. During this period, 3 bills were passed, 3 were endorsed and 1 was sent to a committee for discussion. The 19th session of the National Assembly was prorogued effective midnight yesterday following Cabinet recommendation, with President Ramchandra Paudil approving the move in line with constitutional provisions. President Ramchandra Paudil has directed the heads of all security agencies to ensure a strong peace and security environment ahead of the upcoming elections. Speaking at a meeting at his official residence, Sital Niwas, the President emphasized that the polls must be conducted in a free, fair and safe atmosphere. He also reminded that the government to provide necessary resources, including adequate security personnel. The meeting was attended by Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal, the Chief of the Nepali Army, the Inspector General of the Nepal Police, the Inspector General of Armed Police Force Nepal and the Chief of the National Investigation Department. On a different event, President Paudil highlighted the role of the National Cadet Corps in fostering nationalism, leadership, discipline and public service among youths. Addressing participants of the NCC Youth Exchange Program at Sital Niwas, he said the initiative promotes responsible, confident and capable future leaders while fostering mutual understanding among youths from different countries. As part of the program, NCC delegations from Nepal, India, Pakistan, Bhutan and Maldives also paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki at her official residence in Balwatar. The NCC annually provides junior and senior divisional training to secondary and higher secondary students aiming to nurture disciplined and capable young leaders. Prime Minister Sushila Karki visited Taplejung district yesterday to review preparations for the upcoming house elections. She was briefed on polling station conditions, overall preparedness and prevailing election atmosphere. During her visit, the Prime Minister paid homage to the revered Pathibara Temple and interacted with local residents in Phungling, urging participation in peaceful and orderly election. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Karki extended congratulations to the government and people of Bangladesh on the successful conduct of the 13th parliamentary elections. In a social media message, she praised Tariq Rahman for leading the Bangladesh Nationalist Party to victory and reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to strengthening bilateral cooperation and neighbourly ties. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal has reaffirmed the government's commitment to conducting the House election in a free, fair and impartial atmosphere. During a meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, the representative with the representatives of local-level umbrella organisations, the minister said coordination and cooperation mechanisms have been established down to the ward level to systematise election management. According to the minister's secretariat, office bearers from the Municipal Association of Nepal, National Association of Rural Municipalities in Nepal and Association of District Coordination Committees of Nepal expressed their commitment to facilitating a conducive environment for the successful conduct of the polls. Home Secretary, Chief Investigation Director of the National Investigation Department and other senior officials were also present at the meeting. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari has emphasized that elections are the only legitimate way to restore discipline and guide the country on the right path. Speaking at a program organized by the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal on World Radio Day, he stressed the Election Commission's commitment to conducting the upcoming House election in a free and fair manner. Bhandari also warned against the spread of false and misleading information on the social media and during a separate event marking the 65th anniversary of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti launched the RSS podcast calling for cooperation from all sectors to ensure clean and honest elections. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has entered the final phase of printing ballot papers. Printing for 133 constituencies in 63 districts is complete, totaling over 17 million ballots. Printing for the remaining 14 districts around the Kathmandu Valley is expected to finish within 3 days, bringing the total required ballots for the first-past-the-post election to more than 20 million. Printed ballots are already being dispatched to constituencies in Karnali province, with officials confirming preparations are on track. In a related development, TikTok has launched an in-app election centre in Nepal ahead of the polls. The hub provides authoritative election information, including guidance on voting, tips to identify misinformation and links to official resources from the Election Commission. TikTok has also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Commission to support election integrity efforts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has said that making public the assets details of ministers would strengthen transparency and accountability. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu on the use of right to information in media, jointly organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists and National Information Commission, he noted that while ministers' assets details are collected, they are not currently disclosed, and suggested adopting a practice similar to the publication of cabinet decisions to enhance openness. Chief Information Commissioner Dr. Suresh Acharya said the Commission frequently receives appeals when requested information is denied and confirmed that efforts are underway to amend RTI-related laws that conflict with the Constitution. Meanwhile, Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting, Dr. Mahendra Bista, emphasized that proactively disclosing information and requesting details that authorities are reluctant to provide and can significantly improve transparency and help reduce misinformation. A day-long mobile health camp was organized in the Khamura Sanaya area of Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, benefiting around 100 Nepali workers. The camp was jointly conducted by the Nepali Embassy Jeddah and the Non-Resident Nepali Association Regional Coordination Committee Jeddah with medical support from the Abir Group Hospital. Workers received free health checkups, including eye examinations, diabetes screening, and consultations for various illnesses. The camp also provided guidance on passport services, labor rights, financial literacy, and allowed participants to discuss challenges faced by Nepali workers in the region. Officials said such initiatives aim to promote health awareness, legal rights, and well-being among the Nepali community abroad. Now, on to an international news update. According to the BBC, Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP leader Tariq Rehman is said to be the Bangladesh's next prime minister 18 months after mass protests ousted the country's longest-serving leader, former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Likewise, voters have also overwhelmingly supported the July Charter constitutional reforms with approximately 65.5% backing the changes alongside the 13th general election. The election also reflects active participation from the youth who led the 2024 uprising, emphasizing a desire for stability, transparency, and a corruption-free administration. While the Awami League was barred from contesting the election, its former leader Hasina has criticized the polls as a farce and called for fresh elections. The country now faces the challenge of consolidating democracy, maintaining law and order, and boosting the economy and managing political transition under a new government. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province, while the remaining hilly and Himalayan areas will likely remain partly cloudy today. The Tarai region will likely remain mainly fair. There is also a chance of light rain and snow or at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Likewise, fog and mist are likely to persist at some places in the Tarai region until noon today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. 19th National Assembly session concludes after passing, endorsing and reviewing bills. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reviews election preparedness and congratulates Bangladesh on successful 13th parliamentary elections. Election preparations enters final phase of ballot printing. TikTok partners with Election Commission to combat misinformation. And Bangladesh Nationalist Party wins landslide majority in first election since Gen Z uprising. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.